Let us say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 26. Hymn 26. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord. Tonight, for our family altar, we will continue to discuss Psalms number 119. We will continue to discuss Psalms number 119. So this Psalms number 119, it is a Torah Psalm. It is also instructional. It is also to provide wisdom. So here we can see devotional to the word of God, to the word of God. And then these Psalms is written according to the acrostic poem. So every section begins with a Hebrew alphabet. Tonight, let's continue to discuss the next stanza, the next section. Let us see verses 49 to 56. Verses 49 to 56. So this part here, we can see the alphabet Zayin. Zayin. Let us read through verses 49 to 56. Remember the word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I have remembered your ordinances from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. Burning indignation has seized me because of the wicked, who forsake your law. Your statutes are my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. O Lord, I remember your name in the night and keep your law. This has become mine, that I observe your precepts. So in this section, we can see this theme, hope. Hope from God's word. Hope from God's word. Here we can see God's word is comfort and guide in whatever circumstances to the psalmist. So in this section, we can see hope from God's word. God's word is the comfort and the guide in whatever circumstances to the psalmist. In verse 49, we can see how the psalmist declare his hope in the word. Remember the word to your servant, on which you have made me hope. So God's word is his hope. God's word is his hope. Because God's word is also his promises. So here we can see the psalmist declare his hope in the word. And then we can see this word, this hope, whereby through this word he was revived, renewed. How this hope, this word preserved him alive. This is my comfort in my affliction. So the hope, the word of God was his comfort in his affliction. The affliction that he went through, like verse 51, the arrogant, the proud, utterly deride him. So he was in affliction. But then the word of God that is his hope. So the word of the Lord was his comfort. Verse 50, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived him, revived me. The word of God has revived him, renewed him, preserved him alive. So in this verse 49-50, we can see how the psalmist, he declare his hope in the word. The word, the hope which revived, renewed, preserved him alive. And then we can continue to see from verse 51-53, how he denounces the arrogant, the proud, who scorn his favor and hated the law. So in verse 53, we can see his burning indignation. Burning indignation has seized me because of the wicked who forsake your law. So he's denounced all these arrogant, all these who are proud. These are the people who forsake the law of the Lord. So he denounced this arrogant, this proud, who also scorned his faith and hated the law. So the arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I've remembered your ordinance from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. So we can see he is one who is faithful, who loved the law of the Lord. In verse 52, we can see God's law. God's law grounded firmly in God's unchanging character. We have already said God's word reflect God's character. So God's law never changes. And God's law grounded firmly, God's word grounded firmly in his unchanging character. And this is a major source of the psalmist, the author, comfort. And one of the main reasons he cherishes the law so highly, and how he continue to uphold, to love the law, to practice the law. Here, so we can see how he remembered the word of the Lord from of old, and how this word that is also his hope comforted him. And then we are able to see from verse 54 to 56, how he sang about the word, the hope, and how he meditated on this word, which was his hope. So verse 54 to 56, we can see how he sang about this word, this hope, and how he meditated upon the word which was his hope also. So, in verse 54, your statutes are my song in the house of my pilgrimage. So he was very clear. He was very clear. He understand the hope that God had promised, the hope that God has provided. That is to say, in the house of my pilgrimage. So he understand concerning, he was very clear of his hope. His hope is eternity, the future. He's only a pilgrimage or a sojourner on this earth. So his hope is not on this earth. His hope is on God's promise. That is to say eternity. This is what he will hope and he will sing. So he sang about it. Your statutes are my song in the house of my pilgrimage. And then he said in verse 55, O Lord, I remember your name in the night and keep your law. So he remembered the name of the Lord. What is this name? So in the Old Testament, we can see God revealed himself in this memorial name, that's to say Yahweh, or some other rendering, Jehovah. That is to say, what is this significance of this name, Yahweh, Jehovah? That is to say, God is a God who is a faithful God. He is a God who initiated a covenant. And he is a God who will be faithful to his covenant. He will keep his covenant. Therefore then, he remembered the name of the Lord in the night. So this was his hope. His hope was that the promise of eternity, the eternal blessings, eternal homeland. And then he also remember God is Yahweh. So God is a God who is faithful. God is a God who will keep his covenant. And then this has become his hope. The hope that God had promised him. And Jehovah, Yahweh, was his hope. So it was his portion. This has become mine. So he will continue to observe the precept. So here we can see he sang about and meditated about this hope, this word. So in this section now, we can see hope from God's word. So he was declaring his hope in the word, which revive, renew, preserve him. And then he denounces the arrogant, the proud, who scorned his faith and hated the law. And then how he sang about the hope and meditated upon this word, which was his hope. So this section, hope from God's word. So today, in no matter whatever circumstances we are, God's word should be our comfort, our guide, our hope. Let us now see the next section, verses 57 to 64. Verses 57 to 64, so we can see this alphabet, heath. Let us read. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your word. I consider my ways and turn my feet to your testimonies. I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. The courts of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight, I shall rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. So in this section, verses 57 to 64, we see obedience to God's word. Obedience to God's word. Here we can see the psalmist. He says that, verse 57, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion. So most probably, he's a Levite. He's a Levite. That is to say, he had no inheritance. God was his inheritance. So the Lord is my portion. The Lord was his portion. Most precious. There's nothing else. So the Lord was his portion. And then here he says, the Lord is my portion. I have promised. I have said that I would keep your words. So he promised to keep the words, to obey. Because God was his portion. So we can see his determination, resolution to keep God's word. Because God was his portion. In his life, he is to please God, to do according to God's will. So he resolute to obey God's word. And then he also called on God for mercy. Verse 58, I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your word. According to your word. So God was his portion. God is to provide. God is to sustain. God is to care for him. God is to continue to bless. So here, he called on God's mercy and God's grace. Knowing that, like verse 64, the earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord, God's mercy. That is to say, he called upon this God who was his portion. So God will continue to bless him, to care, to provide, to preserve for him. So he prayed for this grace of the Lord. So God was his portion. He called on God for mercy. And then he also shared and said that he had lived in accordance with God's word. He obeyed. Verse 59, 60. I consider my ways and turn my feet to your testimonies. I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. So we can see he had lived his life in accordance with the word. So he obeyed. He obeyed the word. And then we can see he continued his devotion while surrounded by enemies. 161, 62. The court of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight, I shall rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. So we are able to see how that is to say he continued his devotion while surrounded by enemies. No matter what, whole day, he'll be alert, he'll be watchful. He continued to obey the word. He continued his devotion while surrounded by his enemies. At midnight, he will also rise to give thanks to the Lord because of the righteous ordinance of the Lord. So throughout the whole day, he continued his devotion. And then we can see in verse 63, 64, how he associated himself with those who fear God. I am a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. So he associated with those who fear God. And then I am a companion of all those who fear you and those who keep your precepts. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. So he associated himself with those who fear God. And actually, among those who fear God, among the pious, there should be, and there is this bond of love and loyalty. There is this bond of love and loyalty. Continue to care for one another. And then everyone to exhort one another to continue to do God's will, to do what is right. Continue to obey. And everyone in this bond of love and loyalty to encourage one another. So here we can see in this section, verses 57 to 64, obedient to God's word, how we can see God was his portion. And then how he continued to obey God's word. He called on this God for mercy and grace, for God to continue to care, to provide, to bless, to preserve. And then how he had lived in accordance with the word. He obeyed. And then he continued his devotion while surrounded by enemies. And then how he associated himself with those who fear God. And among those who fear God, there is this bond of love and loyalty. Now let us continue another section. Verse 65 to 72. Verse 65 to 72. Thief. Let us read through. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord. According to your word, teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have formed a lie against me. With all my heart, I will observe your precepts. Their heart is covered with fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. So here we can see this section, thief, 65 to 72. We see this theme, trust in God's word, trust in God's word. Trust in God's word. He asked God to do good to him in accordance to God's goodness. Even if that means being afflicted, because affliction is good for him, it teaches him knowledge and good judgment from God's word. So here we can see, trust in God's word. The psalmist trusted that the Lord would deal with him according to his word. Verse 65, you have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. And then verse 68, you are good, do good. So here we can see the psalmist trusted the word, God's word. The psalmist trusted that the Lord would deal with him according to his word. And then he asked for further instruction to prevent him from going astray. Verses 66 to 68, teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. So he asked for further instruction to prevent him from going astray. So we can see how he turned to God's word, how he trusted in God's word. He asked for further instruction to prevent him from going astray. And then he declared his trust in the midst of slander. Verse 69-70. The arrogant have forked a lie against him. How this arrogant, verse 70, their heart is covered with fat. That means there's no fear, no control, only continue to do wickedness. How their heart is covered with fat. So we can see how he declared his trust in the midst of slander. The arrogant have forked a lie against me. But then, with all my heart, I will observe your precepts. I delight in your law. How he's declare his trust in the midst of slander. And then he also admitted that through affliction, he realized more the value of the law. It is good, verse 71, 72. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold, silver pieces. So we can see how he admitted that through affliction, he realized more of the value of the word of God. Or he continued to trust in God's word. God's word is good. So in this part, in this section, verse 65 to 72, we can see how the psalmist trust in God's word. He trusted the Lord would deal with him according to his word. He asked for further instruction to prevent his going astray. He declared his trust in the midst of slander and admitted that through affliction, he realized more the value of the law. So we thank God. Tonight, we will discuss until here. We will pray together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Holy How to get a good.
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord. Our family altar will end here tonight. Peace be to all. Amen.